Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report and bring in Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, sounds like Wednesday night you had a pretty good event, fundraiser.
Yep, we had our Wally Wednesday end of year fundraiser and gave out awards for the team of the year and a few other places. But yeah, we had a lot of gifts and our paddle wheel raised some really good money.
And what does it raise the money for people if you're not familiar?
Well, it's for walleye stocking in particular. So around October, we'll put our order in here in September, and that money will go towards walleye stocking. And we have 2 years accumulated. So my best guess would be about $6,000 we probably have raised over that time. And it was a good turnout last night, and it was good to see all the support last night.
What is the walleye population in Beaver Dam Lake like?
I think it's pretty good, but there's so much food in the lake that you would think differently, but I think there's a good population. You'll see better fishing and biting this winter here, I would guess, and it'll be just, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
You know, we're not to Labor Day yet, but are you thinking about ice fishing yet, or is it one of those things where you have too much to do over the water right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking about ice fishing. I've been getting calls and booking some trips here for ice fishing already, and definitely thinking about it, especially on those hot days, but the bite for game fish and stuff is only getting better here in the fall. And I do have quite a few trips upcoming here through Labor Day and into September.
So what has the report been? What have you seen this week fishing across the state like you do on a daily basis?
Well, I was on Green Lake. We did okay there. And we were doing multi-species. We did pretty good there. And then otherwise, still the Madison chain is producing bluegills and some walleyes we had here the other day. So still a good variety of fish.
Sure. So have you heard anything else, anything up north or anything on like Winnebago or anything like that?
Winnebago is still producing walleyes. They're not, you know, they're good eaters there. Green Bay, I heard the perch bite has been still continuing to be good. So yeah, if you're willing to travel, the bite is really good. And also Lake Michigan, some of the charters that I know are still catching a lot of king salmon there. So it's, there's a lot of opportunity. You just may have to drive a little bit for it.
Hey, I was going to ask you, I was, you know, the storms came up pretty quick yesterday. This past weekend that we had, have you ever been out in the water, like where there's nothing and then all of a sudden a big storm comes up and you're kind of all in the middle of a lake? And how do you handle that? If all of a sudden you see 60 mile an hour winds coming?
Well, you try to plan for it. I have had a time where I had to duck under a bridge. And I knew it was going to maybe be rainy that day, but it popped up and we went under a bridge and started fishing it. And next thing I'm like, well, let's just try fishing here. And we started catching walleye after walleye under a bridge. And it's a spot that I'll check out pretty frequent now every time I go back to that lake.
And so if you get a storm, you have to get off the water as fast as you can.
Yeah, especially if there's lightning of any kind. Yeah, it's not good to be on the water when there's lightning around you.
Well, tell us about Best Damn Guide Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's take a look at what's going on around the Madison area and bringing in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, what do you have to report this week?
Well, I think I mentioned before in our more recent reports that we're just kind of on summer cruise control here as far as updating fishing news around Madison, because everything kind of stays the same for a little bit. So weed lines are really all you need to know. Outside weed edges, if you can find a good edge of weeds, you're likely going to find fish. And when I say that, I mean mostly panfish, but when there's panfish around, there's bigger fish that are also, you know, looking to eat those panfish. So you could get bass, pike, or walleye out there, but a lot of panfish like hanging out on weed edges.
So using this typical stuff this week to get those panfish on the edges?
Yeah, we sell a ton of red worms are great on a small jig under a bobber, or just right off the side of the boat can be very effective. We are seeing a lot of panfish starting to suspend out over deep water too, which happens, you know, in late summer like this. But for the most part, if you want fish, you're almost guaranteed to find them on a weed edge.
How deep are the lakes around the city of Madison?
Well, Lake Mendota gets up to 83 feet deep. Monona is 73 or something like that. So, and the other lakes are like 30, you know, maybe 40 feet in spots. But, yeah, for the most part, Mendota's the deepest lake. And, yeah, a lot of the fish that you're going to find on the weed edges, the weeds tend to stop about 15 feet or so. So everybody's fishing pretty shallow for the most part.
Do you like fishing deep water at all, at least deep lakes?
Not really. I mean, I guess I don't have that much experience fishing for over deep water. A lot of times, too, you can harm fish if you fish them out of too deep water. So I tend to stay shallow, but, you know, like this time of year, like I said, when you're on weed edges, you're pretty shallow anyway. So.
How can you harm fish in deep water?
Well, it's called barotrauma, and when you bring a fish up too fast from deep water, the pressure change can actually cause their swim bladder to force their stomach out of their mouth. And I guess you can imagine if that happened to you, you probably wouldn't be feeling too good. So, yeah, try to avoid fishing. I generally don't fish deeper than 25 feet. Anything deeper than that, you can start to see that, especially in the winter. I've seen it as shallow as 20 feet had barotrauma happen to fish.
All right. Well, people want all the local knowledge. Tell us about D&S Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got everything you need to get out on the water, and tackle-wise, and all kinds of live bait. But most importantly, we have local knowledge and advice. We can point you in the right direction. I do a weekly fishing report. Every Friday, I update that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop, so Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And you can also call the good old school phone line, and that's 608 Big Fish, and hear me read the report to you.
All right, I appreciate you dialing us in here as we head to the last weekend. Can you believe it's Labor Day weekend next week already? So then we'll be people will really start talking about ice fishing then, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'll be here before you know it. We were complaining about the heat, and we'll be complaining about the cold soon.
All right, appreciate your time, Pat, over at D&S Bait and Tackle. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. You take care.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. How's the week been out on Fox Lake and at Fishtails?
It's been a good week. I mean, the fish are biting really well. The problem has been it's been so brutally hot that a lot of people have been, you know, going early and late in the day, but the fishing has not suffered at all. It's been just one of them years where it's phenomenal fishing for, you know, the panfish, but guys are starting to catch walleyes, and the bass fishing's really turning on. The water's are cooling down a little bit, which helps. It got up, you know, 85 degrees and stuff, and that's too warm. But we got some really good weather in the forecast. It should cool the water down, and usually when that starts happening, the fish put on the feed bag. Well, not always, but it's been a really good year out here either way. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the cooler weather so you can fish all day instead of just early and late.
Yeah, has the fishing been good all across the lake in all areas?
You know, there's panfish spots. Everybody that fishes out here knows you just can't go anywhere. But yeah, they are literally all over the lake. Yes, but some areas are better than others. You know, everybody that owns a place on the lake fishes off their pier and catches fish. So it's a very healthy lake, very good population. And, yeah, I mean, if you need to know where to go and what's going on, it isn't always the same spot all the time, but you can stop in here. We got a bunch of new maps that I'll mark up for you and give you the info.
Did you have many people out on the lake last Saturday when you had a couple of storms roll through and everybody get off safe?
Yeah, we had a couple of rentals out, and they got in right before the storm hit, and it was bad. I mean, we lost a lot of trees around here, and people lost their boat flips, and I mean, it got quite bad. So nobody I know was out there during the storm, but they got in right at the last second. So hey,
it's going to be a fun Saturday at Fishtails on Fox Lake, I should say, right? There's a big event going on.
Yeah, I'm in charge of the raffles for our event, a Summer of Fun event, through the American Legion. It's at our Fireman's Park. It starts at noon till dusk. We have a bags tournament. We got all kinds of raffles. We got food, beer tent. We have a really good band at 3 o'clock. and just a lot of things going on. So I'm hoping if you hear this that you'll stop out and partake in whatever you want to do. But, you know, it's an event for the Legion, and everything we make goes to veterans. So that's the big deal. If you support it, great. If you can't, we always take donations. But, yeah, I mean, it's a big event. It's our big event of the year. So hopefully you'll stop out.
It's Americana at its best, isn't it? Nothing like a festival or an event to support a great cause and just kind of hang with your neighbors and have a good time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the weather looks really good. So, yeah, it should be a really good event. I'm hoping we have a lot of people show up.
And people can stop out the Fishtails to not only learn about the fishing, but the event this weekend as well. Tell us about Fishtails, where you're located, when you're open, what they have inside the store.
Yeah, we have everything you would need for fishing. We've got liquor, too, and we're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sundays. And, yeah, if you want to stop in and get fishing info or any information on event on Saturday, please stop in.
Dave, I appreciate all you do, and we'll chat next week as we head into a Labor Day weekend.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats. Wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's move our attention on the ESPN Outdoors Report to Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman. Rick, what does a fisherman do if his boat is in the shop? That's the question I have for you this week.
Well, he takes a lot of naps, and he just looks at the lake and stares at it and says, man, I'd like to be fishing. But yeah, we had a little fuel and spark plug problems with the big boat this week, and we just got it back. Was in the shop for a few days, and of course, you know, when it comes to spark plugs and fuel filter, none of that's covered under warranty. You know, that's all out of your pocket, which kind of sucks. But it's back. It's running, which is a good thing because I got a guide trip tomorrow and plan on fishing all weekend. So we're ready to go now.
Don't you have a canoe or anything like that?
Well, I have two boats. I got my boat that's always on the dock here at Fox Lake. You know, and I fish that. But this time of year, to be honest, you know, I've been on Fox Lake so many times all year. This is the time of year I like to get out and venture to other lakes. And, you know, quite honestly, the big bluegill bite is happening pretty good right now on Big Green. And that's where I was when I had some motor failure. But, I want to get back there next week a couple times and fill the freezer with some bluegill.
So, yeah, motor failure on a lake. What happens if I'm in the middle of a humongous lake and all of a sudden the engine doesn't run? What do you do? How do you get back? What are steps you need to take?
Well, it depends on where you are, but you always got a trolling motor. So, you know, I got a 250-horsepower outboard, and like Big Green, I can get anywhere in about 3 minutes, and your trolling motor, you probably take about 3 hours. So, you know, you'd eventually get back, or, you know, I've towed people in. I've actually been towed in one time when my lower gear case blew up, but you know, you flag somebody down, you know, 99% of the people are nice enough, at least you tow you back to the launch.
Do you keep a paddle in your boat just in case?
Oh no, if I got a paddle, I'm done. I gotta be calling somebody.
So the fishing wise though, if you want to head up there, the bluegills are pretty good.
Yeah, bluegill bite is really good. Actually, the northern bite out here on Fox Lake is still really good. I was out there yesterday playing, and I was playing with some live scope and stuff a lot, but the northern pike bite is still really good on Fox Lake, and the bass bite is, you know, it's a little off. We're in the dog days of summer, and, you know, I didn't get out till like 10 o'clock, and I think that's why. But you know, this week we're putting together tree stands. You know, bull hunting's right around the corner, getting the cameras out. I mean, this is going to be a busy time of the year. I mean, in another one or two weeks, I'll be getting duck decoys out, and you know, it's a good day to be a sportsman here in Wisconsin coming up in the next couple months here. So
when does bow hunting officially start?
The second Saturday of September.
So you do have a couple weeks.
Yeah. Teal hunting, morning dove hunting, and early goose season starts Labor Day, I believe, the weekend of Labor Day, which is not this coming weekend, the following weekend. Bear hunting starts as well. So yeah, once, you know, Labor Day weekend's always like the kickoff of get things going there.
So my cohort here, my teammate Wally Lukashinsky, mentioned bear hunting, had bear brats for the first time in his life. Have you eaten much bear meat in your life?
I've eaten a lot of bear meat. It's funny. The phone conversation I just had 20 minutes ago with a buddy of mine, he says, oh, I don't like bear meat. And I personally love bear meat. I mean, bear sausage, bear brats, it's a little sweeter, but like bear steaks, it's a different taste than venison, but I actually prefer it. I think they're very, very tasty animal.
Well, maybe we have to dive into that at some point. People want to dive into the best chance to catch fish anywhere. Tell me about Raw Bass Customs, your lures that you offer. And I know we're getting late in the season, but are you still booking trips here for the rest of the year?
Yeah, you know, we're getting kind of down to the, you know, I usually don't guide much past like the second week of September. So, you know, there's only a couple of weeks left for that. I still have a couple openings. You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. And as far as baits go, you know, right now that's what I'm doing, sitting here, putting hooks on baits, actually getting ready for, you know, painting and ready for the Madison Expo in February. I got to get going on that and a little behind but we paint over 70 different blanks, anything from bass, walleye, muskie, and pike baits. They're available here at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, Dick Smith's Bait and Tackle in Pewaukee, and Stew's in Partyville. Those are your closest places.
Rick Wentland, I appreciate all you do, and we'll chat next week. See ya.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.